Today I've caught up with David, and David is well known for taking the temperature every day.
Yes, most mornings I do it about after I've been in the water, never before.
Okay, but what made you start doing it? Why did you start doing it?
I've always been interested in temperatures. Even when I was at school, I used to take temperatures in the garden. I always had.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've always done it.
Okay, and how long have you been coming to the pool?
I've been coming to the pool for about 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And after about 3 years, I used to come in the summer only.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, well, don't give up, just carry on all the years. So that's how I started coming in the winter.
So how many years have you been coming through the winter?
Oh, about 21, 22.
Okay, so quite soon after.
Yes, yeah, quite
and
soon.
And so did you used to take the temperature in the summer as well?
We always take the temperature. Well, I've always taken the temperature.
Yeah. Ever since you came?
Pretty well, yes.
Yeah. And let me get this right. You're a retired school teacher?
Yes.
Or head of school?
Well, I was acting head for a lot of the time.
And,
yes.
And where was that?
In Mitcham, Eastfields. It's now St Mark's Academy.
Okay. And are you a South West Londoner originally?
I came from St Albans in Hertfordshire.
Ah, and what made you come down here then?
Well, I went to college in London.
Yeah.
St Mark and St John, which is in the King's Road, Chelsea, and in the 50s, and went on teaching practice in Mitcham.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came to the end of college, the head teacher sort of said, did I want a job there? So that's why I went.
Great.
And stayed really in the same school that was combined and amalgamated over the years. Uh-huh. All the time, the same place.
And also, I know that you love going on holidays.
Yeah.
So where's your next trip to?
Madeira on the 23rd of March for 1 week.
And will anybody take the temperature while you're away?
Well, people do take the temperature, and I usually estimate it if I'm away for a few days. You can always work it out and look at the temperatures and things.
Because one thing actually that happens is we get very finely tuned with our bodies, knowing roughly the temperature.
Yes, you do. I can always tell when it's 61.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And today it is?
It's just over four and a half.
Yeah, it's gone down again,
hasn't
it?
Yeah, gone down again, yes.
But, it's crazy.
It's mad.
Yeah, almost end of February.
But it's warmer than last year.
Yes.
Oh, yes, much warmer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're doing something right then.
We had three months of below 4 degrees last year.
Wow. And this year?
From the 13th of December to about the 14th of March.
Oh.
Well, it's only 6 weeks of below four this year.
Oh, right.
Then it went up again in January for a bit, and then it went down again. Now it's going up again.
Yeah. Well, it went down just now
much lower.
Well, let's hope it's going to creep back up again.
So it will.
All right, David. Thank you.